You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about school safety and why our guest says our current tactics may not work as well as we think they do. Right now, it's time for our state news roundup, checking up with local reporters about the stories they've been covering. First, the Winnebago County Board is calling for the resignation of the county coroner, who's currently under investigation for a range of alleged misconduct on the job. Nathaniel Shuda is an editor and reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern. Nathaniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Barry Busby has been serving as county coroner since 1997 in Winnebago County. He's now being investigated. What kind of accusations are out there, Nathaniel?
So there's several different things that he's facing at the moment. The primary thing is a lot of allegations of sexual harassment from former employees and other folks in the coroner and medical examiner industry as well as some accusations that he's spending a whole lot of time not only outside of Winnebago County, but outside of the state of Wisconsin as well.
And the county board has taken some action against him. What's the latest now? I believe it was a county committee considered his case.
Yes, on Monday, the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee of the county board, which oversees the coroner's office and budget and has oversight in that respect, voted on a resolution of no confidence and a formal censure against the coroner, and now that resolution is now going to be going to the full county board here coming up next week.
Now, here in Wisconsin, we elect our county coroners, I believe. Does that mean that something like a county board can't actually fire a coroner?
Correct. The state law gives a wide latitude to coroners because they are elected to the position. They have wide latitude as far as who they get to hire and fire within their office, and a lot of control over how that office is run. So yes, the county board doesn't really have any sort of recourse other than this formal censuring type of activity.
And how has Busby himself responded to criticism and calls to resign and this censure effort in the county board?
He hasn't said a whole lot. He did give a brief statement after the committee voted on Monday, and made reference to the fact that he has hired an attorney, and that he made reference to the fact that he is saying that at least some of these accusations are false, are not true.
Nathaniel, we'll keep watching that. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That's Nathaniel Shuda with the Oshkosh Northwestern talking about accusations against a county coroner in Winnebago County. Now we head to southwestern Wisconsin, where the Marietta Town Board voted last week to enact a one-year moratorium on new farms with more than 1,000 animals and to study the impact of a proposed expansion of a large hog farm in the county. Earlier this month, a similar ban was passed by Burnett County in the northwestern part of the state. Gillian Pomplin is a reporter for the Crawford County Independent. Gillian, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Rob.
What led the town board, Gillian, to consider and then ultimately pass this one-year moratorium on these CAFOs?
Well, there was a lot of citizen concern expressed about the expansion of this CAFO into Crawford County, and citizens felt that it would be beneficial to have the time to study this proposal, and there are a number of initiatives that are happening out here in southwest Wisconsin in Crawford County, which they feel will lend additional insight, such as public input on the proposed livestock facility siting law revisions, the initiative announced by Secretaries Cole and Pfaff regarding revisions to the NR 151 rule for manure spreading for sensitive areas, which would basically potentially expand the kind of rules that we saw in Kewaunee County and some other eastern counties to southwest Wisconsin, and then also the proposed driftless area water study, which will be a similar study to the SWIG study that's currently happening in Grant, Iowa and Lafayette counties, but that will be for Crawford, Vernon, and Richland counties.
I know people brought up a number of concerns at the meetings. What were a couple of the main worries that you heard from people who supported this moratorium?
Well, they were concerned about our area's underlying karst geology, Silurian dolomites, similar to what they have in Kewaunee County, which is a cracked and fissured geology in many cases overlain by a shallow layer of soil, and they're feeling that this makes our groundwater more vulnerable. They were concerned about the increasingly large rains the area has seen and the possibility for runoff of manure that has been spread on the surface of the land. They're concerned about property values in the proximity of this proposed CAFO facility. They're worried about extra wear and tear on town roads and safety of those town roads. They're worried about health issues like antibiotic resistance and the increasing incidence of resistant infections like salmonella. They're worried about air quality, nitrate, and they're also very worried about what they called the social fabric of the community.
What kind of argument was there against the moratorium in favor of expanding this livestock operation?
Well, some of the things that A.V. Roth, who is would be the owner of this proposed facility, said were that he would pay an additional $80,000 to $90,000 a year in property taxes, which would, you know, stimulate the local economy. The facility would provide 20 family supporting jobs. His facility has never had a manure spill. Years ago, a local environmental group, Crawford Stewardship Project, requested that the EPA conduct an air quality study at his facility, and the finding was that there was no air quality violations. A.V. Roth makes the point that manure is a very valuable agricultural input that area farmers want. And he also made the point, or one of his supporters did, that Crawford County is behind on the project to bring all of our septic systems in the county up to code.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date, Gillian.
Thank you.
Gillian Poplin is a reporter at the Crawford County Independent. She talked to us about the Marietta Town Board passing a one-year moratorium on new large-scale farms with more than 1,000 animals. Finally, the Eagle Tower in Door County's Peninsula State Park was a popular attraction until it was taken down a few years ago. Now, funding issues may be putting a new tower on hold. Miles Danhausen Jr. is a contributing editor for the Door County Pulse. Miles, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Why was Eagle Tower taken down back in 2016, Miles?
Yeah, in 2015, a study of the timbers that make up Eagle Tower showed that there was increasing deterioration of the timbers in the wood structure, and they decided that it had to come down. It took a little while for that to happen. They took it down in 2016, and there was pretty much immediately an outcry from visitors and residents alike who have a long history with the 84-year-old tower.
The DNR approved designs for a rebuild, it sounds like, last year, but there are financial snags. What's going on with the funding situation?
Yeah, as you're seeing all over the state, anything involving building and construction right now, costs are coming in usually over the estimates. You see it in school construction. You see it in home construction. When they got their first bids back, the original estimates were that this might cost about $750,000 to replace. Then that grew to $1.5 million. When they came up with designs and finalized them, they estimated $2 million. The first bid came back in April at $3.6 million to build the replacement tower, which includes an 850-foot ramp to the top to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The latest, when they got that bid, the DNR sent it back out to another round of bids to try and bring the prices down by changing some of the materials involved and a little bit of the design structure. And those new bids didn't make up for that. Those changes did not make up for the whole cost gap. It brought it down to about $2.9 million. That's still nearly $1 million over the budgeted cost.
We'll be watching what happens with funding there. What has made this so popular, the old Eagle Tower?
Well, Eagle Tower, I mean, it was a 75-foot-tall tower located on Eagle Bluff, which overlooks the two towns of Ephraim and Fish Creek and Horseshoe Island. So it provided this beautiful panoramic view of two of, you know, the state's most picturesque communities. And for decades, people have been traveling to Door County, and one of their rituals was to go to the park, climb that tower, get a view. It was always especially beautiful in the fall when you'd have the fall colors in Door County. And it's been a part of, it's a staple of tens of thousands of family vacations for many, many years.
Miles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Miles Danhausen, Jr., contributing editor for the Door County Pulse, with us to talk about the effort to replace Peninsula State Park's Eagle Tower. He wrapped up our weekly check-in on local stories from around Wisconsin.